Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. That's a way to start the show. Got some Deadpool going on. Can't wait for that movie. But hope you're having a great day. Got a lot to get to. Real quick, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Also, don't forget today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's jump into those headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Dude, talk about insult to injury. You're already embarrassed, and then this happens. In Florida, classic Florida, an 85-year-old victim alleges that a prostitute carjacked him after they banged. Horrible. Now the woman's been arrested. But come on. You're already feeling a little awkward that you're paying for sex.
So it's $10 for a BJ, $12 for an HJ, $15 for a ZJ.
What's a ZJ?
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
And then next thing you know, the hooker decides, like, you know what? I'm just going to steal this old guy's car. So she got away for a little bit, probably munching on some Werther's originals that he had kept secret scattered throughout the whole car. I remember when I was a kid, my stepdad's father passed away, and my stepdad inherited the old Cadillac. I mean, classic old school Cadillac, big old boat of a vehicle, heavy ass doors that one time my brother got his finger smashed in. But what was funny is, so we're all sitting in the Cadillac, really nice, really kept really in great condition. But there is like freaking Werther's originals, like hidden in all the compartments, you know, like old school cars, how they had cigarette ashtrays and whatnot. The guy didn't smoke. So every little nook and cranny had Werther's originals in it. It's so funny. But anyway, go back to the old guy banging a prostitute and getting robbed. How shitty. Explain that one to grandma. Why did you take forever to get home? I thought you were just going to the grocery store to get some milk.
I did, but then I got carjacked by a prostitute. You know, Carol.
Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, that sucks. That sucks so bad for him. Grandpa, I saw you on the news today. Oh, let's not talk about it. Things that I don't understand is, do you ever look back on, you do something and you're like, man, why did I waste my time with that? That's dumb. Now, let's look at New York. New Yorkers, you need to get some new hobbies, because apparently you have nothing to do, especially in the middle of the day when you should be working. But anyway, hundreds of onlookers gathered in Manhattan's Union Square Park. I guess it was on Saturday, so I'll give you a break. It was the weekend. But anyway, they watched this guy. Nobody knows his name. He's 22 years old. They all gathered around him, and he's wearing an orange mask to conceal his identity as he ate an entire jar of cheese balls. They were literally gathered around him chanting,
Eat those cheese balls.
Oh my God, that's awesome. It's annoying because it's like, how sad are we as a society that we all gathered around this dude to eat cheese balls? But then on the other hand, it's just like, why not? I mean, it's harmless fun. So they all gathered around this guy prior to this, you know, event. He was hanging up posters for weeks around the area leading up to the event this past Saturday. And it said something to the effect of, watch me eat this entire jar of cheese balls. And it had a picture of the dude in an orange cheese mask. So he did it. I watched the video. And this is the funniest part, is afterwards.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
That's the dude. That's the dude. Listen, if you're in New York and somebody wants to eat a bunch of, you know, random food items, I guess if you got nothing else to do. But it was a big jar, and I'm watching the video, and obviously they're jump cutting to different moments in the event. It seemed like the crowd stayed consistent as far as nobody left, which is just so bizarre.
Eat the seatbelt.
I mean, come on.
Eat the seatbelt.
Do you have nothing else to do in New York? I was trying to think. I was like, what thing could I eat that I could get people to gather around? Be like, watch this guy eat some tacos. I love tacos. Oh, my God. You get some good tacos. Woo. Fuzzy's has some good tacos. I'm trying to remember who else has some like really good tacos that I've had. Beltran's off of right around 120th and Washington up here in Thornton is pretty good. That's some legit tacos. But like you get some good tacos, yeah, gather around me. I'm going to take my sweet ass time. I'm not going to just, you know, start hammering them. I want to enjoy the flavor. But I mean, if you're going to eat some junk food like a thing of cheese balls, I guess. Ugh. I don't know if I could do that. And for him to say he's going to throw up afterwards, you know he is, because that was gross. It was gross, too, because you see the video footage or just the still pictures of his face, even though you can't see his face because he's wearing the ski mask, the orange ski mask. It is covered in the gross cheese ball dust, which there's a name for that. I can't remember what it is, but it's all around his mouth. It's so freaking disgusting.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, we're keeping that drop. We're keeping the I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, so gross. Oh, I could not do that. Sorry, can't do it. What I could do is Kentucky Fried Chicken. I think this is mildly genius. They're selling a perfume now. That's what the business they're in now. It's their side gig. Kentucky Fried Chicken now selling Smell Good. And it's already sold out. It's a charcoal and smoked wood scented perfume. I kind of want to smell this. This is what KFC wrote. We've all been there. The unmistakable aroma of a barbecue drifting through the air, tantalizing our senses and leaving us craving the taste of smoky goodness. But what if you could capture that irresistible scent in a bottle? Oh, God, I rock hard, KFC. Way to go. It's called Number 11 Eau de Barbecue. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's the way I want to say it. Number 11 Eau de Barbecue. It comes in a sleek looking, like 100 milligram black and red striped bottle. It sells for, it's actually cheaper than a 5-piece chicken tenders combo. It's only $13.82. The downside is it's only being sold in the United Kingdom. So real quick, UK, you can never make fun of Americans for our obsession with food, because you actually are buying perfume or cologne that smells like food. Okay? I'm just saying, fuck you. Don't be judging us. Don't be judging us. And that being said, I wish it was here in the United States, because $13 to smell like, you know, some good food, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. All the fucking dogs in the neighborhood be following me. But that being said, like, what if it smelled nasty? And you know, I worked at Subway while I was going to school for broadcasting. At one point, I was at Subway. And I remember when I would come home from working at Subway, my wife and I had our first house together, and I remember going inside, and she was like, and she would get so grossed out with the smell from Subway. She's like, you got to go take those clothes off, throw them in the washer, and hop in the shower. You smell horrible. And you would think that Subway fresh bread would make you smell good. Well, when you combine that with dish water, I should say, it smells fucking horrible. It's disgusting. One of the nastiest smells. And the bread smells good when you first go in there. It's very inviting. But when you're there for 8+ hours, it just sinks in and it just becomes this horrible, horrible smell. It was gross. To the point where I think I had like black shorts and black pants that I wore when I worked there. Soon as I quit, like we threw those away because they were just gross. They just held the smell. Oh my God. It was when I came home, this is basically what I experienced every single time.
Oh my God. What is that smell? Oh.
That's the smell of desire, my lady.
God, no, it smells like a used diaper filled with Indian food. Oh, excuse me.
You know, desire smells like that to some people.
What is that? It smells like a turd covered in burnt hair.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Oh.
Oh. Underappreciated line in the movie Anchorman is this.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
Oh.
Then Cheeseball Guy comes in.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Oh, that's funny. I like the idea of like a barbecue scented cologne or perfume. Listen, it puts me in a good mood every time I go into Sugar Fire and you smell that, you know, beautiful aroma. We talk about it all the time on this show. It's just like, it's so inviting. You're like, oh, it immediately puts you in a good mood. I'm curious of what that would be like, though, if you dab that on and then you went out on a night out with the boys or the ladies. That would, I'm just curious of what the reaction would be from people. Be like, dude, were you just like, you know, working the grill all day or working a smoker all day? Like, no, that's my new cologne. My new cologne, number 11, Eau de Barbecue. I don't even know how to say that. I don't even know, but it's, that's okay. Would you wear that? Is there a food joint that you would wear that smell, like donuts? Would you want to smell like donuts? I'm trying to think. I say no on Subway. That's disgusting. So gross. When I worked at Jamba Juice for a little bit, the big thing was is when you open the store, is the first thing you would do when you walked in the door is you'd get the, you know, well before you open, is you get the orange juice machine working, because they would, I don't know if they still do, but they would freshly squeeze oranges every day. So that way, when you walked in, you were greeted with that beautiful smell of freshly squeezed oranges. So I think that would smell good, but it would be weird, though, if that was your cologne. I don't know. Just call me old-fashioned. I'm a good old, you know, I'm a big old fan of Dracar Noir. That and Old Spice, bitches. Oh, shit. I just almost knocked over my audio port. But again, speaking of things that smell good, Sugar Fire in Westminster, amazing place to grab some barbecue, 144th and Orchard Parkway, right next to Snooze. And like I said, when you walk in the door, you're going to be greeted with that beautiful aroma of barbecue. It's so beautiful. And by the way, when the Nuggets and Avalanche win, Sugar Fire's doing something nice for you. The very next day after an Avalanche or Nuggets win, the following day, you're going to get a free soda at Sugar Fire in Westminster as long as you purchase a food item. So that's pretty cool. So you got to go check them out. And they have an amazing assortment of
amazing barbecue, whether it's beautifully smoked brisket. They got smoked wings. They got burgers that are just going to make your brain melt with desire, and so many other things. I'll tell you, the one that I'll put a spotlight on right now is if you get the brisket dip, it's like a French dip, only freaking amazing. It will make your head blow up with excitement. It's so freaking delicious. You got to check it out. They also have amazing specialty sides, whether it's brisket chili. You can get Brussels sprouts and sweet chili, hash brown casserole, caramel pecan, applesauce, smash loaded potatoes, brisket mac and cheese, and so much more. You got to check them out. They also have amazing sauces, St. Louis sweet, Texas hot, coffee, Carolina mustard, and of course, white barbecue. All good. Sugar Fire in Westminster, by far my favorite barbecue place in the state of Colorado. It's family friendly. I got two small kids. They love going there. It's also great for date night. I've taken my wife there a few times, and it's just always just a great place to hang, have some good conversation, and of course, enjoy some amazing food. But speaking of the food, you can also get it catered. Maybe you got a wedding, you got a birthday, or a big meeting. Either way, Sugar Fire in Westminster is the place to contact. And you got to check them out. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron, on the south side of 144th. Go ahead and follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Sugar Fire Westy, or check them out online, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. So Jad's Mile High Smoke is the only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It works like an alcohol bar, but for cannabis. It's so cool. You can purchase on site up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate, consume what you like on site, and then take the rest home. They got a wide selection, whether it's flower, pre-rolls, concentrate, or edibles. They provide everything you need to consume it with. They're a full-service bar, and the staff is going to take amazing care of you. It's so cool. It's so nice. And they also got like 7 big-screen TVs where you can watch your favorite sporting event, or maybe you even want to do a watch party. Either way, Jad's is the place to go. They even got a little section for like an arcade, like quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter. Yes! Yes! I will be Ryu this week. And I will beat the snot out of you. They also got Mortal Kombat and some more. It's awesome. You got to go check them out. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. Let's see. Tuesdays, by the way. Tuesdays is industry day, and anyone with an MED employee badge gets 15% off all day. Go take advantage of the great weather as well. And they got an outdoor patio. Or you can just hang out inside and chill on their couches, beanbags, and pillows. Jad's Mile High Smoke is just 9 minutes from Coors Field and open noon to 10. And you got to be 21 or older to consume. No outside product. Just buy it there, which is awesome. So convenient. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. I saw this headline and I was like, we got to talk about it because I don't know. Oh my God, it's just another sad dating story. This person says, I pay $400 a week to advertise myself on a billboard to find love. I don't care how old you are. I don't know if that's going to work. it might, but I feel like that's just more sad than anything. Don't you think? And is I just think back in my day, you met your significant other the old-fashioned way, through your work. And then you fall in love. Then one of you is forced to quit. I don't think I could cut it dating now, whether it's an app or, you know, the struggle. Because I was talking to somebody the other day, and they're like, it's really hard to go out and meet somebody and date. And that's why everything is online based or app based. And in this guy's case, he's like,
I'm desperate and horny. I'm going to pay $400 a week to advertise that. Oh, my God. What would you do if you saw, like, your grandpa up on a billboard? And he's like, hi, my name's Gerald, and I'm a cancer, and I like long walks in the mountains, and, you know, I'm horny as fuck. Call me. Leave a message on my answer machine. I don't know. It's just so weird. And speaking of dating, they just came out with these new condoms that can be pre-rolled or rolled on a pre-erection is what they say, like 2 hours before you have sex. It's called Chimera's C2 Smart Condom, and it stretches over your flaccid junk, covering it like a sock, while a ring at the base helps it adhere to your limp dong. I may have changed the wording a little bit on how they present it, but you get the point. I don't think that that's such a good idea. Walking around, isn't that potentially gonna damage jeopardize the integrity of the condom? You're walking around, bumping into things. Next thing you know, you got a big old hole in your condom. And you're like, yeah, it should work. It should work, right? That's just weird. I just couldn't imagine walking around with a condom on. So dumb. So weird. But I'm sure it will sell. And then when a bunch of people get people pregnant because they didn't realize that they should change it out if it has a hole in it, because they just played basketball or they're working, they're on the job site and they're wearing a condom and they accidentally rip it, you know, then they get somebody pregnant or they get some, you know, crotch critters. That's what you get. That's what you get. Hey, you know, speaking of what we get, let's jump into the mailbag.
Mailbag. You've got mail.
This comes in from Matt. He said, what's up with LeBron James not shaking hands after they got eliminated by the Nuggets? Dude is a poor sport. Yeah, the Nuggets won last night. My wife and I were watching that game last night. It was really good. Didn't know if the Nuggets were going to pull through because it kind of was going back and forth between the Lakers and the Nuggets taking the lead. And then sure enough, Jamal Murray comes in and freaking lays the hammer down like he's been doing. And it was awesome. It's called a gentleman's sweep where you give them one and then, you know, you take the rest as far as the victories go. LeBron James is just chipping away at his legacy. Being a bad sport, you saw it several times in this series with the Denver Nuggets where he was just stomping and flailing his arms around like a spoiled little brat and not getting his way and, you know, laying on the floor, like being just a whiny bitch. And then bitching and complaining about the referees after the game. And then doing something like this where the game's over. And he just walks off the court and doesn't bother to shake hands. Meanwhile, you got people like Anthony Davis that is congratulating members of the Nuggets. He's banged up and injured. If anybody should be walking to the locker room without shaking hands, it would be Anthony Davis because he jacked up his shoulder and he still powered through and played. LeBron James, yes, you're a great player, but you're a bad sport. And it ruins your legacy. I'm sure what will happen, though, in 5-10 years, people will kind of forget about his bitchiness and his little, you know, I almost called him something. Fine, I'll say it. His cunty ways.
C-word alert. C-word alert.
I haven't played it in a while. I had to call somebody a cunt. And why not LeBron James? But the point is he's really ruined his legacy. He'll still be a Hall of Famer, no doubt. He'll still, you know, be remembered as a great. And he'll be in the debate of who's better, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, or LeBron James. Who would you rather have on your team? And it will be a forever debate. And that's fine. That's a great legacy. But when you still, when you really jump into it and you really start dissecting what they did on and off the court, look at Kobe. I mean, set aside his troubles in Colorado, he was a great player and he was a great sportsman. Michael Jordan, same thing, highly competitive, just like Kobe. Great player, but he wasn't a cunt bag. Can I say it more than once without the alarm?
C-word alert.
I guess not. I don't make the rules. I do. But that's the thing. As I'm going to remember LeBron James as, yeah, he's a great player. I mean, he's knocking down threes yesterday. He's taking it to the hole, shoving around his big, strong body and forcing some plays and doing a good job. But the thing is his poor sportsmanship, his willingness to dive deep into that toddler mentality and just pull a hissy fit, all that, blaming other people for poor performance, all that ruins it for me. And that's what I will remember about LeBron James. He was good, but I wouldn't want him on my team. Why would you want that on your team? You look at so many other great players, and look at the Nuggets. Look at Nikola Jokic. I want him on my team. He elevates he's great himself, but he also elevates his teammates. And that's why the Nuggets are good. Now, that being said, talking about the Nuggets real quick is I'm a little concerned because they had to fight back in every game and they won. Now, I hope they can fix that problem. I know the Lakers were coming at them hard because they were embarrassed and they had that losing streak going on that the Lakers snapped. But the thing is I'm hoping that when the Nuggets take on their next opponent, that they're able to correct what was going wrong in the Lakers series, and then they can continue to get better. That's what you hope for. That's what any team out there wants to do, is continue to grow and continue to evolve to become championship level. And listen, I think that the Nuggets can do it without a doubt. But it is a little concerning to sit there and watch them, and you're like, they should be stomping the Lakers. But that being said, it's the Lakers were coming in hot. They were pissed off, like I said. And listen, they're no chumps. As much as you want to bag on them, they're a professional team, and they made it to the playoffs. Now the thing is that the Nuggets had their way with them. Now they're moving on to the next opponent, and that's great. Nuggets, I expect you to go all the way, okay? If you don't win Nuggets the next series, you don't get dinner.
Right, as always.
Ken knows. Son of a bitch. Hey, guys, guess what? Next, it's going to be May 9th. God, May's tomorrow. I'm going to be at Le Eagle. It's L apostrophe Eagle. Like I said, on May 9th, I'm going to be there starting at 11 a.m. It's at 380 Cuevas Street. I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's how I'm saying it, down in Denver. I'm going to be doing the show out there, so you can swing by, say hi, maybe grab some products, whatever you need to do. But I'm going to have prizes to give away while they last, so you got to swing on by. Again, Le Eagle on May 9th starting at 11 a.m. I imagine I'll be there for at least a couple hours, and that should be a lot of fun. Like I said, we'll have prizes, and I'm sure Le Eagle is going to have some specials going on that you're going to want to check out. So you got to swing by
make sure you make a note in your calendar to do that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Again, 380 Quivas? Quivas? Q-U-I-V-A-S? I'm a moron. Street in Denver.
Right, as always.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You're not supposed to agree with me when I say stupid things. My God, what a dick. What a dick.
Yeah, I'm going to throw up.
Smells like Bigfoot's dick.
It does. Oh. It does. What is Bigfoot's dick? Most random line ever, and it just makes me laugh every time I hear it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have an amazing day. Make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening or watching. Big thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. You guys have a great day, please. Thank you so much for making this the number one comedy podcast in the state of Colorado. You guys are amazing. Have an amazing day. Don't be a dick today. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.